When you're alone and nobody loves you, you can turn to us. Doritos. If you're a loser, an ugly creep, or a pimple-faced schmuck, Doritos. Listening to our podcast won't make you feel much better, but you realize our DJ is just as well pathetic. You're not alone. There are just millions like you who don't know else what to do. Else what to do.
Doritos.
They also ain't got no friends.
Doritos.
Sometimes they wet their pants.
Doritos.
There are bigger assholes than you.
Appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized. Then she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster's the most, I'm his number one fan.
Yes, I've fallen in love with this monster man.
The guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin. Why, you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. He was growing green hair on top of his lid. Just the crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
Now the monster was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. To the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper,
he's my kind of guy, 'cause I'm Dracula's sister.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
So listen, you guys who are taking a wife, this could be your girl, so run for your life.
Dorktowns.com podcast number 16. You're a screaming Lord Sutch, a man who had people like Ritchie Blackmore, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, and Mitch Mitchell in his band before they became famous, with a song called She's Fallen in Love with the Monster Man. And you heard the Bonzo Dog Duda Band with Kama Sutra.
Alegre porque ríe sin cesar. Me espera cada día y nos vamos a bailar. Y siempre que nos vemos nunca dejo de decir,
hey, hey,
hey, bonita, me beso,
hey, hey,
hey, bonita, me beso. ti.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Bonnie, dame un beso.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Bonnie, dame un beso.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Bonnie, tú eres formidable. Hey, Bonnie, tú eres adorable. Hey, Bonnie, tú eres formidable. Hey, Bonnie, tú eres adorable.
Gatos Negros from Spain with their version of John Fred and the Playboys' Hey Hey Bunny.
DorkTales.com.
Ever been driving along a peaceful country road when a casual glance in your rearview mirror reveals approaching terror? Suddenly, an angry buzz of snarling motorcycles have you surrounded. The Wild Angels are on a run. Mounted on charging choppers with their old ladies perched behind them like witches riding high-powered brooms. This dirty, deadly, and dangerous pack of wolves on wheels have selected you as their target for play. You have no escape. No one fights back at the Wild Angels. Their credo is violence, and their god is hate. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels, filmed in Panavision and color with members of the Venice chapter of Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels will shock you and anger you because it lives too close to the truth.
Able to find my way. just one thing I wish you'd do. Lord, I want you to tell me to feel the same way too, and that we could be happy and never make you blue. But we will have a love, love, love so, so true. Hey, we will have
Bad Boys ended our classic Airs Roundup with Love. You also heard Davey Allen and the Arrows with Blues Theme, Love with 7 and 7 Is, and Epic 5 with I Need Your Loving. And here's Solomon Burke with The Stupidity.
Hey!
Hey!
Everybody!
Everybody!
All around the world! Every boy and girl! Lessons from me, oh, on the stupidity. Whoa, my mama, she says it's silly. My papa says you look like a fool. But baby, I don't mind criticism, because we're doing it every day in school. Come along with me, see how much fun it can be.
Recently heard a couple of tracks from Solomon Burke's latest album, and it's not bad. It's always good to hear some people being true to their musical roots instead of trying to be hip. On that album is a version that almost beats the original of I Got the Blues by the Rolling Stones. And while we're on the subject of the Rolling Stones, one of my favorite Stones tracks is Gimme Shelter, especially the screaming vocals of Mary Clayton in that song. And you can hear her miss a note in the line rape, murder, and immediately someone in the background screams ooh, and apparently she's a bit confused about that because she fails to sing the next few words right. She has recorded the song on a solo album, Gimme Shelter, from 1970, and it's a pity she doesn't sing it as driven as she does it on the Stones version.
Ooh, the storm is lightning, my very
Barbara McNair with My World Is Empty Without You, her biggest hit from 1966. Ellie Greenwich wrote million sellers like Leader of the Back, Chapel of Love and River Deep Mountain High together with her husband, but she also recorded albums herself. This song is from 1968 and it's called A Long Time Coming.
Thank you. I'd lost you, dear. You really fill my heart with pain, and I know I'm not to blame. It was you.
Our bass player, Ernie.
They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Mailed me a couple of suggestions, of which most are redirected immediately to the trash can. Every now and then this guy shows such a bad taste in music that the other two door towns are wondering why the hell they keep up with this bloke. One of his peculiar requests is It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by anyone but Bob Dylan. There you go.
Taking all his blankets from the floor. Baby, give me a chance to make some loving and romance. You're always eyeing and teasing me, but I never get a chance to make whoopee. So come on, oh baby, come on. Played at a dance the other night. Something was wrong, everything was right. But then you walked in through the front door. Later for the band, don't wanna sing no more. My heart started sounding like a big bass drum. My knees started shaking like a leaf on a vine. But all I could see in your big brown eyes was love that can't be mine. The next song went out, spit for you. Was the fastest twist that we could do. Band stops swaying, get scared and drool. That pretty little girl called Sandra Blue. Come on, oh, oh baby, come on. Hey! Yeah! Got it. Played at a dance overnight. But something was wrong, everything was right. But then you walked in through the front door. Later for the band, don't wanna sing no more. My heart started beating like a big bass drum. My knees started shaking like a leaf on a vine. But all I could see in your big brown eyes was a love that can't be mine. The next song went out especially for you. It was the fastest twist that we could do. The band stopped swaying, get scared and drooled at that pretty little girl called Sandra Blue.
Jerry Count Jackson with Band Doll. And this is Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band with a song from 1978, Tropical Hot Dog Night.
Tonight, what do all triangle into striped light. Turn around and step back into striped light. Tropical hot dog night. I'm playing this song for all the young girls to come out to meet the monster tonight. Meet the monster tonight. How would you like to be the lucky girl, the lucky one, to be the monster tonight? How to be the monster tonight? Everything's wrong at the same time, it's right.
And also to be the monster tonight.
First five albums by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. As I said, the first five albums by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention on the Verve label were out of print by the end of the 1970s. So when I got struck by the Zappa virus in 1982, it was hard for me to find those albums without paying lots of money for them. The last of those first albums I got was We're Only In It For The Money from 68, and I had to pay 85 Dutch guilders for it back in 1983. Now there was an awful lot of money for a record back then, and when I got home I discovered that the album was full of crackles, hiss and pops. And when that album was ready for release on CD, Zappa said that the original couldn't be restored and he had to add new bass and drums to the album. Now that was blasphemy to me, because We're Only In It For The Money is my favorite Zappa album, and you just don't mess with something that was recorded in the glorious 60s. The first CD release sucked big time, and later Zappa admitted that he just didn't like the sound of the drums and bass on the original. Now luckily for a 60s freak like me, the original version has appeared later on CD, and the album is considered by many people as one of his best, and it could have been even better if Ray Collins, the Mothers lead singer, hadn't decided to quit them just before the recordings. I think that Zappa wasn't very happy with his vocals and decided to record all his singing in chipmunk style. The whole album was an attack on American society and on hippie culture. It was heavily censored by MGM, but luckily the CD release was restored to its original state, including the fabulous line, "Shut your fucking mouth about the length of my hair." The song I'm gonna play is called Absolutely Free and has the line in it, "Flower Power Sucks," which was also censored on a vinyl version. As you can hear, I could go on and on about this album, but I'll shut up now.
For you anymore.
The first word in this song is discorporate. It means to leave your body.
Discorporate and come with me. Shifting, drifting, cloudless, starless, velvet valleys and the Zappa Sea. Wah wah, unbind your mind. There is no time to lick your stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we will begin. Wah wah.
Flower.
diamonds on velvet, on gold, on sapphire, on amethyst, on cupid, on honor and blitzen, on up and away and afar and a go go, escape from the way of your corporate logo. Unbind your mind. Of velvet and satin to music by magic by people that happen to enter the world of a strange purple jello. The dreams as they live them are all mellow yellow. Unbind your mind.
Thank you.
heard the Miracles and Monkey Time, and before that Ronnie and the Pomona Casuals with I Wanna Do the Jerk. And our last one this week is The Avens with Push a Little Harder. Until next time, bye bye.